Chapter 39, Winding Down with Courage and Cheer. The opening of the year 1914, the last full calendar year of Ellen White's life, was marked with an added convenience for Elmshaven: electricity. Just the year before, a beginning had been made in the use of steam in heating, and during the year her twin grandsons, Herbert and Henry, had secured their first automobile. Now the long-awaited convenience, electricity, had reached Pratt Valley. W.C. White was away from home much of this year, and while it slowed the work at the office and left considerable loneliness, it had its benefits in the frequent reports to him from his wife, May, and C.C. Chrysler. To keep White posted, Chrysler wrote to him every day or two. On March 18, the prune orchards were budding again. Ellen White was in good health and good spirits, and when the weather was favorable was still taking her daily carriage rides on the familiar roads and in the cherished lanes about Elmshaven. The next day Chrysler reported to W.C. White of his conversations with Ellen White and of her outlook. Here is his statement. Last night Sister White assured me that her faith in God and her confidence in the Advent movement have been greatly strengthened of late by the excellent reports of success attending the labors of our ministers and workers. She declares that she has never doubted the providential leadership of God in connection with our denominational history, but that her confidence does grow stronger as the evidences of divine leadership multiply. CCC to WCW, March 19, 1914. As it was that day, so it pervaded the last months of her life.